Howdy do, beloved. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Advent Light Ministry Health Thursday. Amen and amen. We want to welcome you to the Advent Light Ministry Health Reform Thursday. I am so blessed that you are here with us tonight, and I'm so blessed that I'm able to be here with you all. I totally, my mind went somewhere else last Thursday as I was overbooked with three meetings, and I didn't even realize that it was Thursday. But I thank God that he allowed me to remember today, and I'm here. So the word of God says, where there are two or three doing the things concerning him, he is in the midst. So we are definitely going to open up and usher the Holy Spirit with us, to tabernacle with us tonight. And so if you're able to kneel, I'm going to be honest with you, I'm not able to kneel. I hurt my knee, and so I'm going to be bowing my head, but I definitely want to give you the opportunity. If you feel so inclined to kneel, you can certainly do that. If you would like to bow your head in reverence, you can certainly do that. However, if you are commuting to and fro from work or to home, we are going to ask you, and you're driving, we're going to ask you to keep your eyes on the road so you can get there safely. Amen. And I'm going to give you a moment just to meditate on the goodness of God. I have so many things to thank God for about within my life, within my day, within every second, every minute. And so I'm going to close my mouth and I'm going to give you an opportunity to be take a minute or two just to just meditate on the goodness of God for you within your life and to say a silent word of prayer, and then we will go into an opening prayer. Oh, kind and loving Father, we come before you today with thanksgiving on our lips. We come before you today rejoicing for your goodness towards us. Though the enemy has raised his head like a roaring and an ugly lion, Lord, you have kept us. And we so thank you for that. We thank you for the opportunity to come and tabernacle with you on this Health Thursday, where we can garner more about what you have prescribed for us in the healing, in the plants, in the herb, how you have allowed individuals to present the medical missionary in a wonderful way that we can take this to the world, Heavenly Father. People are dying. People are seeking all over the world of how to be able to regain a better health, how for them to be able to reverse some of those diseases that some of them we cause on ourselves, some of them through sin, some of them through heredity. And so we thank you, God, for your grace. We thank you for allowing us to unite tonight on this line. We pray that you will allow the Holy Spirit to fall afresh on us. Forgive us of our shortcoming. Forgive us of where we have injured ourselves because of wrong eating habits, wrong diet, Lord, wrong things within our lives, Lord. We thank you for sparing us, and we ask you to continue to forgive us. Continue, Lord, to be with us, Lord. Allow us to leave today. Change, Lord, not to be hearer of the word, but to be doer, so that our minds can be clear and we will be able to hear your direction for our lives. We bless your name. Be with each and everyone that will be joining us and that is on this line. Be with Sister Powell as well. I thank you, God, for your grace. I thank you for your mercy. And I thank you for your loving kindness towards each and every one of us. You have brought us to and fro safely into another end of a week. And I look forward to the Sabbath because you have been so good to me. Lord, we bless your name. We give you honor and we give you glory and we give you praise. We ask all of these things, whatever we fail to ask, we're asking you, God, please do not fail to grant it. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. And so as is our custom, we are going to ask you if you're able to read a scripture. We have always pushed New Start. I know that the church is going more, or different individuals are going more with God's plan. It is the same thing, but they put God at the beginning. And so we often talk about New Start, nutrition, exercise, water, sunlight, temperate ear, rest, and trust in God. One of my church mom calls it the eight doctors that makes house call. And so we want to welcome you again for being with us today. You know, I know that there are individuals calling from all over the Philippines, the Mexico, United States of America, all over, in Jamaica, all over. And we welcome you for joining us today. And we pray that the Holy Spirit will move and you will be blessed. So if someone would like to read the first opening scripture for us, which is Genesis 1, verse 29 and the last part of 30. Please, you can raise your hand for that as well. All right, so I see a hand right here. I'm going to open this line, 518-482. The line is now open. I will just give a disclaimer. My name is Steffi. I'm calling from the DMZ area. I will be your co-host. I jumped in because Sister Powell, they are an hour behind. So she's thinking right now that it is 6:27. So the Spirit was like, okay, you got to go on. So I jumped on. So bear with us as we try to make it at work, right? I know the Holy Spirit is in the midst of it, so we don't have to worry about it. So I'm going to open this line right now, 518 482. And if you're able to read Genesis 1, verse 29 and 30, the last portion of 30, as well as Revelation 22, verse 2. So then I'll read the second one, which is going to be third epistle of John, verse 1 through 4. All right? Your line is now open.
Thank you, sister. Well, welcome again to our... Yes. I'm going to read Genesis 1:29. And God said, Sister Stephanie, thank you. Behold, I have given you every herb bearing seed which is upon the face of the earth, and every tree in which is the fruit of tree yielding seed. To you it shall be for meat. Note that word meat. That meat is not flesh meat. That meat is food. In the original diet, they had fruits, nuts, and grains. Okay. So that is what God gave us to eat, those fruit seeds, yielding seeds, he says. And every tree in which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed, you shall eat for meat. And to every beast of the earth, and to every fowl of the air, and to everything that creepeth upon the earth, wherein there is life, I have given every herb for meat. And it was so. Amen. Is that the 31? I think, no, it's after 30.
Thank you so much, Sister Continelli, for reading that and for reminding us of what meat really is. So you can go ahead and you can read, and you said it so eloquently. Absolutely. Yes, that's meat is not talking about a flesh in terms of, you know, animal meat that someone would talk about, but it is talking about food. So I thank you for blessing us with that. If you're able to go on and read, so then it's my portion. So give me, okay, let me turn to it. Hold on 1 minute.
Revelation.
Thank you. I'm on two devices. So let me get first Epistle of John. I'm coming, Sister Continelli. You will be reading.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm coming. I'm going to, let me just, I'm on two devices. So I'm like, okay, let me get it together. So, all right. I'm going to come back to you. I'm going to pull up Genesis, the third Epistle of John, verse 1 through 4. The third Epistle of John, verse 1 through 4. And it reads, the elder unto the well-beloved Gaius, whom I love in the truth. Beloved, verse 2 says, I wish above what? All things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospered. I'm going to read it again. Beloved, I wish above some things, a few things, one thing, no. All things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. And verse 3 says, for I rejoice greatly when the brethren came and testify of the truth that is in thee, even as thou walkest in the truth. And verse 4 says, I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in the truth. Amen and amen. That's the third epistle of John. Verses 1 through 4. It brings a smile on my face all the time. Amen? All right, so I'm going to open this line. I know I had said, all right, Sister Constantine, I know I wanted you to read Revelation 22, verses 1 and 2, but I see another hand, so I'm going to pass that on to that person, okay? And I'm definitely going to come back towards you. So I'm going to open 272-770, if you're able to read Revelation 22, verses 1 and 2 for me, If not, I would come back to Sister Consonelli, but I see your hand up there. Your line is now open.
Amen. Thank you so much. Amen. Hi, my beloved Sister Stephanie. God bless you. So good to hear your voice. Sister Tyneeko from Florida, and I'm just so happy to be here on this beautiful Thursday, Health Thursday. And I'm going to read Revelation 22, 1 and 2. Amen. And he showed me a pure river of water, of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. Verse 2 says, in the midst of the sea of it, and on either side of the river, was there the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruit, and yielded her fruit every month, and the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nation. Amen. Amen. Thank you for opening my line, Sister Stephanie.
Thank you so much, Sister Tyneeko, for reading that so beautifully. We appreciate that absolutely. We want that herb, which is the healing for the nation. We're looking to go there. Amen and amen.
Amen.
All right. Thank you so much. All right. So now is the time for you to bring your praise report, your testimony, and your prayer request, right? As your angels are sitting right beside you recording what you have to say about your good master. So this is, and then you can bring, then I'll break it up to bring your tips, right? So now we're going to ask for praise report, testimony, and prayer request. And then the next portion, we're going to ask you to bring your health tips, amen? All right, 518-482-67. Yeah, let me stop right there. I'm opening up your line now. I got a little carried away.
Okay, thank you, Sister Stephanie, for opening my line. I am so happy to be here this evening. I'm happy to join my voice with yours, blend our voice together to give in praise and thanks to God. It was a beautiful, sunshiny day. It was warm. We had 80 degrees here up in Albany. And I'm thankful to God for just for life. When I think about so many people are just slipping away. Oh, my. We need to praise God more and give him praise and thanks. But we are here, and I am grateful. I am so much grateful, and grateful is not the word I want to say. I can't find words to describe how thankful I am to God for just allowing me to be on this line, because sometimes I'd be on another line, and it is very powerful, and I thank God for giving me the strength day by day just to do my little duties, to get around and do my little duties, because I'm living on borrowed time. Yes, I'm living on borrowed time, and I always, always be grateful for the strength that the Lord provides me each day to do what little I have to do. So I thank him for everything, and I just continue to give him praise and thanks and to try to call up my friends and let them know that Jesus is coming soon. Jesus is coming soon. And this evening, I just want us to pray. My prayer request is for my brother who is sick. When he says sick, he has some kind of virus, but he's fighting with it and they are trying with him. But just pray for him and my other brother who is in the nursing home. He isn't worse. He is doing fairly good. You know, when they're in there, we don't expect them to come out, but by God's grace, I just pray that God send them help, the help that they need at this time. So that is my prayer request for this afternoon, and it is a great joy that I come here to give God praise and thanks for what he has been doing for me and my family and all of us. So thank you, Sister Carla, for opening my line for that. My praise report. Amen. Thank you. Where is she?
Sister Consonelli, I was laughing because I was like, I'm not Carla, I'm Sister Steffi. However, I'll take Sister Carla. That is perfectly fine as well.
Okay, Sister Steffi. Slip of the tongue.
Not a problem, but here's what I'm going to ask you to do, because it was in and out for me just now. Are you able to repeat? I know for me, I know the people heard it, but I didn't hear it. I was in and out with the volume and stuff. And so if you were able to hear... just give me a little bit of recap. Can you hear me?
Yes. I was saying that I just thank God for life that he has given me. He has lengthened my life, and I know I'm living on borrowed time. So every day when I get up and I can move around, I say thank you, Jesus, because it's very important that we give God praise and thanks each day of our lives, you know. And I said I have a brother who is not feeling too well. I asked for prayer for him and my other brother who is in the nursing home. But God is good to all of us, and that we can be on the line this evening to give God praise and thanks. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much, Sister Continelli, for bringing that out as well. Yes, we are to praise God even within the storm, even within our sickness. So I appreciate you highlighting that again. All right? Thank you so much again. All right, I'm going to open this line, 272-770, 272-770. You can bring your testimony, your praise report, and your prayer request. And then in the next segment, I will have you all share your teacher minute health tip, okay? Amen and amen. 272-770, your line is now open.
Amen. Thank you so much for opening my line, Sister Steffi. I'm just so happy to be here because I know the health message is the right arm of the gospel, and I've been sharing the health message today. I went out to do some shopping with my mother-in-law here in Florida, and I was able to give out the brochures from Amazing Facts about the health message, and I was so happy, and the people were happy to take the message and teaching them how to eat healthier, and I was just so grateful because God is so good and so worthy to be praised, and he takes good care of his children. I went down south for my husband's funeral. My husband's first cousin had passed, so my husband asked me to go with him to the funeral, and God gave us safe traveling mercies to and fro. It took us a long time to get back and forth, and I'm just grateful he brought us back safe and gave us safe traveling mercies, and God is an awesome God. He takes care of us. No matter what we're going through, no matter what storms we may face, we always have to remember to put God first in our life and keep trusting in him, because he's going to work everything out for us. So I just wanted to share that. And I do have prayer requests. I'd like to lift up everyone tonight on the Advent Life prayer line, praying for all of my beloved brothers and sisters, praying for you, Sister Steffi, and your precious Jews, KJ and Kasha, for Sister Powell, praying for her and her ministry and her children as well and grandchildren. And I also want to lift up in prayer Brother Eli and his friends. One of his friends' wives is having surgery, Brother Dylan. I'd like to lift up Sister Amanda in prayer if you can, because she's going to be having heart surgery. So I would like prayer for her as well. But prayer for the whole nation, prayer for everyone, and prayer for my family if you can. I greatly appreciate it. So I'm just grateful to be here on this line and grateful that we can continue to share the word with the people. And it's by God's grace and mercy that we're able to do this. So thank you so much for opening my line, my beloved. And I'll be able to share a health nugget whenever you're ready. Okay. God bless you. Love you all. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Sister Tamiko, for sharing that. We will definitely keep those prayer requests in our thoughts, in our minds, in our prayer closet. We just don't want to pray just for today, right? We want individuals to be able to pray in those closets, because as we've been learning in the book of prayer, is that those are the time, right, where we can agonize within that secret closet, our sincere prayers, things that we can't say out loud, we can bring it to the closet, and that we have been praying for, we can continue to wrestle with God in that prayer, knowing that when we're praying towards his will, it will be done. So thank you so much, and I will definitely reopen your line again for that teacher nugget health tip. Amen and amen.
Amen.
All right?
Thank you.
You're certainly welcome, beloved. And I'm going to open this line, 857-505. Your line is now open with your praise report, your testimony, and your prayer request. Amen.
Amen. Hello, Sister Stephanie. Hello, my brothers and sisters on the prayer line. My name's
Hello, Brother Eli.
I'm calling for hallelujah, hallelujah, Sister Stephanie. God is good. He's worthy to be praised. He's an awesome God. He's worthy. Oh, Sister Stephanie, I'd like to thank God for his love and his mercy because he is good. He's worthy to be praised, Sister Stephanie. And Sister Stephanie, I have a prayer request, my dear sister. My prayer request is to lift up my mother in prayer, Sister Stephanie. Lift up my mom because my mom needs a lot of prayer. And Sister Stephanie, please lift up Brother Javel in prayer because Sister Stephanie, he called me. I don't know why he said to me. He called me annoying. I say, Sister Stephanie, I say, Brother Javel, you listen to me, brother. I am not annoying. And Sister Stephanie, he called me annoying, Sister Stephanie. I don't know why he's saying that to me today, but Sister Stephanie, Brother Dylan, Deacon Dylan will take care of it tomorrow because Sister Stephanie, God will make Brother Dylan will take care of it. And Sister Stephanie, please lift up that brother in prayer, Sister Stephanie, Brother Javel, because Brother Javel makes me, Sister Stephanie, he makes me unhappy today. And I say, oh my God, Sister Stephanie, I cry out. I say, Lord, I say, God, what is going on with Brother Javel at this moment? But Sister Stephanie, I'm asking you to tell
Brother Eli will definitely keep Brother Javel in prayer. However, once again, we want to share with you that's someone's opinion. That's what he's feeling in that moment. So we're going to pray and we're going to ask, because we have also gave you counsel, Brother Eli, to kind of step away from Brother Javel. Pray for Brother Javel in your prayer closet. Remember, we were talking about that prayer closet? But pray for pray for Javel in your prayer closet. The Word of God says that when you bring the message into the village and they welcome you for the message, you go in and you sup with them and you share the message. But when they reject the message, you leave out. You dust your feet off. You don't even say God's blessing, right? Because you are giving him the message. You can't force him because God is an awesome God. God doesn't force himself upon anyone. All right, so I want you to remember that. We will continue to pray, right? But we want you to believe, and we want you to step away from Javel, right? Because if you're in his space, and if he feels like you're annoying him, right, that's his feeling, right? He might feel like, you're overwhelming him, you're talking to him too much, and that's his feeling. We can't tell him how he needs to feel, but what we can do is, as children of God, we can say, you know what, God, I leave it in your hands and truly leave it in God's hand and pray for him in our prayer life. Does that make sense?
Amen. Thank you, Sister Stephanie.
All right, but we will definitely keep you in prayer because God is able to do all things but fail. Amen? All right, so once again, we want to welcome you to the Health Reform Thursday. All right, we're so glad that you decided to join us. My name is Steffi. I will be one of your co-hosts. I apologize for Sister Powell not joining us quite yet. I know for me last week, I had, totally did not realize that it was Thursday. My mind just went, I was doing so many things. We had a Monday off, so I thought that the day was Wednesday. But in any event, I am glad that I could join you today. Sister Powell is going through the same thing where in Jamaica, their time now is 6:47. And so we're an hour ahead of them in the United States where we are now, and she does not recognize that I'm trying to get in touch with her, have not been able to get in touch with her. But keep praying for her that she will come on soon. And so we want to hear from you, and I'm going to open this line, 985. 985-2-3-2. Your line is now open.
Good evening, sisters and brothers. This is Sister
Brenda. Good evening, beloved.
Hi, Stephanie. I'm so busy trying to get my phone to act right. It look like it's going wacky. And it won't pull up my prayer. So I'm just like, Lord, let me hurry up and get my prayer together for the prayer before it come up. And I don't know, it's just sometimes devil get in things and we just don't know. It always, when it's dealing with something with God, you know, it's just that everything get in your way. But we're going to defeat him some kind of way. Because I thank God for us getting on this line tonight. And we just want to thank him for blessing us last night and waking us up today. And I thank God I got this prayer, this devotion prayer. So as Jesus, you are indeed Lord. You have saved and redeemed us. You have made us righteous before God, and I trust in your blood for our forgiveness and your spirit for our new life. Open our mouth that we may proclaim your lordship with boldness, and you lead us in your way. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. Thank you, Lord. This is what we want you to do, Lord. Open our mouth so we can have, we can go proclaim and go straight to you. This is what we always want to do. Lord, we just thank you for you letting us get on this line and pray for our sister Power. We pray for all the brothers and sisters on this prayer line, all the help. We pray for the sick, the people in nursing home, the jail, the hospital, and all over that in need of prayer, all our sisters and brothers' family. We just want to just, Lord, just help us to keep our eyes on you, stay focused. Give us all the meditation we need to on you, because right now so much going on around us. We want to stay focused on the Lord and try not to worry about what's going on. But it's so crazy now. We just need to focus on the Lord, because we just have to just stay focused. That's all I can say. Well, we want to thank the Lord that he's taking care of us, and we just got to pray for one another and pray for the world. Amen. Thank you, Sister Stephanie, for opening my line. God bless you.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Sister Brenda. Always a pleasure hearing your scripture and your prayer and your testimony and your prayer request. We will definitely do that. We need more Jesus more than any day or any time than now. We need him more now than before. Amen. So we will continue to keep you and your family in the prayer. I'm getting ready to open this line. 631-552. 631-552. Your line is now open.
Blessing, good evening, Sister Stephanie. Blessing, good evening, brothers and sisters on the line, prayer line. It's a privilege to be on the line tonight. I want to thank God for his goodness, his grace, and his mercy. I want to share a song before I share something else. 1 second. Let the weak say I am strong. Let the poor say I am rich. Let the blind say I can see. It's what the Lord has done in me.
Hosanna, Hosanna to the Lamb that was slain. Hosanna, Hosanna, Jesus died and rose again. Into the river I will there my sins are washed away from the heaven's mercy stream. Of the Savior's love for me. Hosanna, Hosanna to the Lamb that was slain. Hosanna, Hosanna, Jesus died and rose again. I will rise from waters deep into the saving arms of God. I will sing salvation songs. Jesus Christ has set me free. Hosanna, Hosanna to the Lamb that was slain. Hosanna, Hosanna, Jesus died and rose again. Jesus died and rose again.
Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Thank you so much, Brother Anil, for blessing us with that powerful song. Jesus died and rose again for you and me so we could have salvation. Did you want to go into any praise reports, or you wanted me to come back for the sharing? And you might be on deck. You might be the one presenting the message today because I don't hear Sister Powell. I'm trying to do two type of things, so I'm not sure if you're able to just be on standby, okay? Because I might have to say tag you're it, okay?
Yeah, I'm going to share something very important that I'll be looking at. Yes, so much stuff is going on in this world right now, as Sister Brenda just said, you know.
Here's what I'm going to do, Brother O'Neill. I'm gonna defer back to you closer to the time for presentation, so you could kind of tie it into that presentation. Because I think, as I said, I'm trying to man both of them, both the line and stuff. So if you are available to do that, then can you hear me?
Yes, definitely. I hear you. You can go ahead.
Got you. Roger that. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. All right, so now I know you all are waiting. You want to give your health tip, but let me say this to you, a teacher moment. We have a full line, hands are raised, so give me your tips, teacher moment tips, all right, because we want to be able to stand within our time. All right, here we go, 518-482, your line is now open.
Thank you. Sister Stephanie, thanks for opening my line again. This evening, I just want to, my tips will be on fruits because, you know, we have to use a lot of fruits. Fruits are good for us. So I will start with, I will speak on two fruits. The first one is the grapefruit. We know about the grapefruit. And we know the grapefruit is fortified with a lot of minerals and vitamins. It is a pollinated plant, the grapefruit. And you can make juice from this fruit, or you can use it as a poultice. It is a medicine. One of the best things about the grapefruit is the peeling of it, the peeling of the grapefruit. It contains quinine. You can steep those peelings very slowly, steep them in some hot water very slowly, and extract the quinine. And you know, if a person is having a problem with severe fever, it is a wonderful, wonderful remedy for malaria or high fever conditions. And we know that the grapefruit is related to penicillin and has some wonderful antibiotic properties. We can eat the grapefruit as a medicine or help to restore our bodies. And there's nothing like the fresh juice of that flavor of that grapefruit fortified with oxygen and molecules. The molecules of the oxygen is found especially in vegetables are high in hydrogen peroxide. I repeat that, those molecules of oxygen found especially in vegetables are high in hydrogen peroxide. And hydrogen peroxide is one of the main components when dealing with disease, because it gives us the extra oxygen. Where there is oxygen, there can be no disease. So keep in mind, no vegetables, no vitamins or supplements can compete with fresh vegetables and fruits. I just want to give another tip on the fruit that you eat. It's a very common fruit you see it everywhere, and that is the apple. Do you know that the apple juice is one of the best medicines you can find? We always hear it says that an apple a day keeps the doctor away. It is a medicine kit in itself. And it is good for your heart. And it lowers blood cholesterol. And you know cholesterol today is a lot of people go with sick with cholesterol. And I could tell you, my brother has cholesterol, and he is giving his body to the doctors for them to, what is it, to carry out a study. I says, I'm not giving my body to no doctor to experiment on me. God don't give me my body for people to doctors experiment. They have to find something else to experiment on. So, I told him, apple lowers blood cholesterol. And you know, that is something we should all be concerned about. One reason it lowers the cholesterol is that it is high in natural pectin. An apple a day keeps cholesterol out of your arteries. If you have a good heart and a good circulation system, you will have good health. And this is my little tip of health for Health Thursday this evening. This is the main competent of health. It is the real thing that compose health. So apple is very good, and all of us could have find that very simple. Okay?
Thank you so much. Mr. Kaifina. Yeah, you went over your teacher minute. But it's great information. That's why I didn't chime in, because you're really giving great information. What came to my mind as you were talking, it is filled with the quercetin as well. And I often say to people, that was one of the ingredients and in the cocktail that was given to the 45th president when he came down with the pestilence. So it is absolutely very, very good. But you want to be careful. It is so powerful. It's like a medicine. So you can't take too much. You literally have to take like a teaspoon when you make the concoction, because my mother made it, and I forgot to tell her. I was telling her what she needed to do, and she made it. And she took some, but she drank it like a tea, like so a cupful, and it almost knocked her out because it is very, very powerful and potent. So you want to drink kind of just like a teaspoon or a little shot glass thereabout, because it will knock you out. And it's also good for weight. Grapefruit cuts your appetite. And we want you to check out Make sure that if you're on any kind of medication, you want to check with your doctor because it can counteract. That's the how powerful it is. Grapefruit can counteract with certain medication. Amen? So thank you so much, as always, Sister Consinelli, for bringing this wonderful health tip. I'm going to preface it again by saying I teach a minute, all right? I teach a minute because we're in the time where we have set aside for prayer. But I do want to hear your teacher minute tip. All right, teacher minute, amen and amen. 272-770, 272-770, your line is now open.
Health nugget. Oh, thank you so much, Sister Stephanie. I want to share my health nugget with everyone. It's about blueberries. So blueberries help to lower. Can you hear me?
Yes, my dear. I said amen. Amen.
Oh.
All right, go ahead.
I'm sorry. Yes, blueberries help to lower your blood pressure, prevents heart disease, improve memory aid, and exercise recovery, and more. Blueberries are sweet, nutritious, and widely popular, often labeled a superfood. They are low in calories and incredibly good for you and healthy for you, too. Thank you so much. That's all I have. But God bless you. Love you
all.
Oh,
I love
it.
I love it. I love it. Thank you. You did it in less than a teacher minute. Bless your heart. Thank you for abiding. We appreciate you. Thank you so much. Also, very good. Blueberries high in antioxidant, as you stated. And when we're eating food that are high in antioxidant, it reduces, it's removed the free radical from our bodies, right? And it helps us to fight off diseases when we are eating food that are high in antioxidant. So thank you so much for that, Sister Tamiko. I'm going to open this line. I'm going to ask you, if there's another health tip, okay? Quick health tip, because it's coming along. All right, 631-552, do you have a health tip? You have a health tip right now? Because I know you want to share some stuff, but I'm going to let you do it during the speaking portion.
No, give the next person the opportunity.
Got you. All right, no problem, all right? And I'm going to open this, and I'm going to ask you, and I hope you wrote names down, because I'm going to ask you all to say I'm going to a season of prayer in a moment. Sister Consinelli, I'm going to ask you to give a season of prayer as well. I'm going to open this line to see if you have a praise report, a testimony, or a prayer request. I'm hosting, and I forgot. I have so many praise report and testimony that I need to share with you all because God has been so good to me. So I'm going to open this line in one moment. I want her to get ready because I'm not sure if she's driving. 423-635, and I want us to go into a season of prayer because what I've heard is that the effectual fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. So we're going to have about 3 to 4 prayers before the speaker gets on. I thank God for Brother O'Neill. He's going to be the ram in the ticket today. As I said, I'm hosting and co-hosting, and it's very hard for me to kind of do that with the speaking portion as well. So I thank God that he joined us, and Sister Powell is behind. She's like an hour behind, so I'm pretty sure she's not even realizing that quite yet. So anyway, I just wanted to share quickly. You know what? Let me do Sister Carla's line first, and then I will chime in to share mine. 423-635, your line is now open.
Amen, amen. I just have a quick praise report. I'm thanking the Lord. I'm here. Amen. I'm here with a sister of mine helping her in the garden, and we're getting fresh air, exercise, sunlight, water. We're trusting in the Lord, and, you know, I'm just thanking the Lord for his health and strength and, you know, for him, for who he is, and he has called us for such a time as this to help our brothers and sisters, to be an encouragement to them, and to be encouraged, and he answered our prayer. So I'm just thanking the Lord. So thank you again for opening up my line, Sister Stephanie.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Sister Carla. We can hear the joy, right? She's in the garden getting the 8 doctors that makes house call. I mean, we want to say we're going to be there soon, and we're so glad that you called and you shared that with us. We appreciate that. Amen. I want to share with you all, I went back to, you know, this week, we were on, were we on spring break? I went in last week. We were off, right? I think so. I think we were off on a Friday or whatever. But we're off again Friday, tomorrow. And so, no, I think I had a full day last week, something like that. I can't remember. Everything is just running together. And so I went in on Monday. I was in a second grade class. Last week I did I was like the music person. I covered first grade. I've covered third grade. And I don't know if you remember, one of my prayer was I wanted to be able to get into third grade because I've never taught third grade during the regular school year. I've done it for after school. I've done it for summer school, but I've never done it during the regular school year. And God answered my prayer. I ended up in this class and, you know, a new teacher. And I was very impressed with him. The work that he left was very quality work. And so I'm very anal, if anyone knows me. So I would write notes. I would leave, like, pages of notes. And I'm praying that they're reading it. And so, you know, I would tell them, you know, how it was a pleasure to be in their class. I always start with something good. Pray all is well with you. Just want to let you know I was in your class. I covered and I highlighted some of the kids that were just doing superb for them. And then I shared some of the students who were a little bit off, you know, had a difficult time with whatever it is. I would be specific and I would, you know, say these are some things, you know, that I that they were doing and da-da-da-da-da, give him like a recap. And so, and I told him, I said, you know, I was very impressed overall with your kids, all of that stuff. Because we talked about, you know, we have shared for the Ministry of Healing that we need to uplift individuals, right? And so I would share those things with him. And one of the specialists actually wanted me to come in and do her work, right? And I was like, no, the teacher left work for the kids to do, and that's what I'm going to do. I said, after I'm done with their work, then if I have time, I'll work on your work. And she was upset, like she wanted to be combative to me in front of the kids. And I said, ma'am, once again, the teacher left what he needed me to do, and that's what I'm going to do. And then she said, well, I'm a teacher. And I said, once again, the teacher for this class stated that I was just calm as ever. And then she ended up walking out and saying, okay, and walked out. And so then she came back and she was like, well, I'll take a small group. I said, sure, you could take them. But I know that the kids were missing what the teacher left for them to do, right? So she ended up, and I was like, God, please work this situation out. In a moment, I couldn't go on my knees. I couldn't close my eyes. But I could cry out in my heart. And I'm telling you, no sooner as I end the prayer, did you know she came back, opened the door, and she said, oh, yeah, I just got a call. I got to go to the principal, so I can't take them. They can't work with me right now. I was like, thank you, Jesus. How quickly God will answer our prayers when we trust him and what we're asking for is in his will. These kids did not need to miss the lesson that the teacher left for him, right? And so we did the lesson, had a good time. I pointed out, made some connection. I talked about my mother who had a restaurant. I talked about my mother who used to love to cook, not used to love to cook, but love to cook, like what was in the store. And they were so, I'm telling you, they were off of their chairs, their seat. They were like, oh, my goodness. You know, I mean, as I was reading the story and the work that this teacher left was quality work. It was an article, a real-life article, a nonfiction article, and it talked about the, you know, they had to pull out the main idea, evidence, and vocabulary word, exactly what she would have bought, well, exactly what she bought on her paper that she wanted me to go over as the kids were getting ready for testing. And I was able to bring in carob. So I was able to give them the help message because the story really was talking about chocolate chip and how that cookie came about. So I was able to throw in carob and carob cookie and how good it is and how it came from the plant and how it, you know, so God allowed me to do that. But anyway, let me fast forward. I was covering a class, the same class. I covered it on Monday and I covered it on yesterday and today. Let me tell you this, beloved, and I know that you all were praying for me. I felt your prayers. I felt the Spirit of God in that room. I went to the second grade class, and yesterday, one of the little girls, she came in. She was walking on the desk like she was a monkey, literally walking from desk to desk. And I was like, God, help me. I can't do this, but you can. And I'm telling you, no sooner as I said to the little girl, I need you to sit down on the chair. She was kind of still, you know, she sat down, but then she got up and she was doing it again. I said, I'm not. God, I need you to intervene. So I know she had a friend. And I called the friend, and told a friend to come sit closer to where I was. And then I start encouraging the friend. I start highlighting the friend. I was like, oh, my goodness, I love the way how so-and-so is just sitting down on the chair nice and quietly, being principled and balanced and following the rules and all of these things, right, and not embarrassing her parents' good name. I went through all of that stuff, and I said it for all of the kids that were doing what they were supposed to be doing. No sooner as I was done, she came and she sat her little self down on the desk, and she was cooperative, right? Then another little girl came in, and she was telling me, she cussed me out. I've never seen things like this. I've been in education for over 30 years, going on 30 years or so. Never seen this. But I prayed, and little girl kept saying to me, I hate you. And she was saying it with the reaction that I would respond to her in a volatile way. And I didn't. I said, you know, young lady, I love you. I said, you know, I love you, and I want you to be successful. That's what I mean. I hate you. And she was, and I knew in that moment that I wasn't dealing with the flesh, right? I was dealing in the spirit, and I prayed, and I prayed. And she went outside, came outside of the door, and she was like, I hate you. And so the lady was like, you know, you need to do the right thing. But those things don't bother me, right, because I know what I'm dealing with. But then she came back in the classroom and she started hitting the kids. That's a problem now because you're assaulting children, so I have to address you in a different, you know, in a different manner. So anyway, we, you know, I let the principal know that yesterday, let everybody know. The thing about it, this little girl has no consequences, no consequences. They use the excuse that she's going through trauma, which is not. I am trauma trained. I just happened to actually do another refresher trauma, and that's not why she's acting up. She's acting up because, one, she's unable to read, and two, she knows that there's no consequence, so she hides behind that. So today, I didn't get a chance to call her mom yesterday because I had to leave to go get my treatment. So today, I got back in, and I don't have the number because, as I said, I'm filling in. So I got back into the building early, and I asked the other teacher for the number. I called the dad, and I, you know, gave the dad, I said, you know, just calling to let you know, da-da-da-da-da. I apologize for not calling him the day before because I told him I don't have the number, and I had an emergency. I had to go to my doctor for my treatment on my leg. And so he understood, and I shared with him what was going on. But I made sure that I prayed before, and I asked the Spirit of God to speak. And I'm telling you, in the past I've heard that, you know, the parents are volatile and everything, but the encounter, I know that it was the Spirit of God. So anyway, he ended up saying, I'm leaving from work now, and I'm going to see her, and I'm going to talk to her, and she should come in and apologize. So she came in this morning. I was praying again. She came in this morning, and she was sweet as pie. I mean, little girl was sweet as pie. She came over. You know when somebody was, their parents spoke to them, and they know they did wrong, and they know they're going to get in trouble? So she came over to me, and she was shrugging her shoulder. And I was like, hey, what's up? What's happening? I said, it's great to see you. Because I don't bring yesterday in the past, right? But I had to tell the parent what she was doing so that he could assist us, right? And so she came, shrugged her shoulder, and she was like, you know, and I said, what? You know, she said, oh, my dad spoke to me. I said, okay, so you know the right thing to do, right? So you have some things you need to say to me and the class. So go over there and kind of put your stuff away, and then we can, you know, we can talk about it. She came and she got an orange. And then all of a sudden, I'm dealing with the other kids, you know, for their breakfast. Then she disappeared. And I was like, where did the child go? It's a safety issue, so I have to find out where she is. So then I call. The kids told me she went outside. I went outside at my door in the hallway. She was in the other class. So I said to her, young lady, come over here. I said, you didn't get my permission to leave the classroom. You know what the rules are. She started yelling like a demon. I'm talking to my friends. And I said, ma'am, I need you to come over here. Your dad spoke to you. Don't let me go back and call dad. I need you back over there. So I went and I talked to dad. I'm on the phone. They were both of them were together now, the mom and dad. And she said, well, she's doing this right now. And I said, yeah. They were like, well, we're going to come up here. But I was looking for the dad to come, right? But the mom came in the building. But anyway, before that, let me give you that bridge version. She actually came back and she threw an orange at me, and the orange hit me in my chest. I'm going to tell you, beloved, I know that the God of heaven sent down angel, because the old me within my flesh, my reflex is so quick. My kids are like, mommy, how did you throw that so fast? How did your hand move? We're Jamaican, right? Our reflex are really, really quick. And I know that the old me should have ended up in somebody's morgue, okay, the hit that she was going to get. But God had prepared me. God intervened. God was, I mean, I was saying stuff that was so calm. I was shocked. You know what I mean? I was like, I said to her, you just hit me? You just threw the orange at me? Just like that, in that tone. And I said, I'm going to need you to be reflective because you are displaying inappropriate behavior right now. And the orange that she threw, she threw it so hard at me, when it hit off me, it hit the ground and it bust open, right? And you saw the juice was coming out. And I was just like, and when I'm telling you, she actually tried her hand again like she wanted to hit me. And I said, little girl, I'm going to, just as calm as can be, little girl, I'm going to tell you, you need to be reflective. You need to think about what you're getting ready to do. And then she said, well, I hate you. And I said, I just love you because he wants you to be successful. When she realized it was something like something was blocking her, she couldn't come any closer, and she ran out of the room. I hate you. I don't like this class. And I said, we love you. And then she went to the other teacher's class, and she was cussing and just a fussing. Right? Yesterday, she was giving me all kind of middle fingers and all kind of stuff, right? And so I went to the door, you know, to kind of like close the door, and then she came back, and she literally pushed me with her two hands. Remember, my foot is not as 100% stable, right? She pushed me with her two hands. And I was like, did you just put, my hand did not move or anything, right? And I knew that it was the prayer of God. The other little girl, she came in, she was following her. She came in, the one that was doing well for me, the two couple days before, she came in and she was doing the same thing. Oh, your breath stinks. We hate you. We don't like you. Then all of those things, I could ignore it. But then she took a Victoria's Secret. Anybody know me? I'm very allergic to so many of these scents. She took, and she didn't know that I was allergic to it. She was just being mischievous, right? The devil was using her. She took the Victoria's Secret scent stuff and sprayed it in my face. I was so shocked, I removed myself from it immediately, start going into a coughing spasm. I mean, I couldn't breathe. I mean, stuff was coming up in my throat. And then this one little girl said, I had to run to the door to say, listen, I need you all to come in here, which I told the IB coordinator before, because I knew she was going to do something. I said, I need an adult in here. She said, well, I'm going to be in the hallway. I said, no, I need an adult in the room. And she never came. Had she been in the room, that little child would not have done that. And she sprayed the thing in my face, and I couldn't breathe. So I had to grab water, start drinking water, run. Remember, my foot is not 100%. Then I had to run to the sink and wash my face off. I could not breathe. It was so hard. And yes, the little child was saying, that's one of the fakest cough I've ever heard in my life. That's what she said. So, you know, when I called the other teacher, she saw, you know what I mean, the kids were like, oh, my goodness, you know, but they were very calm. They weren't going off like jumping on the table or whatever. So then the principal came by, and I told the principal, I said, you know, so then my voice went up with her because I know she was following the other child. And I said, you need to stop that. You are following the other child. You know better. And you just spray the thing in my face and cause me not to breathe. I said, I am trained in restorative practice, and what you're doing is inappropriate, and there are going to be a consequence. So the principal heard me. He was right there, and I wanted him to hear me because these kids have no consequence. So he immediately said, you know what, I'm going to take her. I'm going to call the grandmother. And she was taken out of the building today. And so sometimes we got to go through the trial and the storm for help to come to the other teacher. This new teacher is new. She has been out for 4 days because of the trauma that these children, not all of them, but these second graders are putting her through. So I'm going to ask you to pray for Ms. Harcum. Pray for these children, SB and ZB and MPG, lift them up in your prayers, because I know it was because of your prayers why I'm not in jail today, why I'm here manning this line and talking to you and giving you that testimony. The kids have been doing this all year, never been suspended. Mother has never come up and talked to the teacher. And the little girl lied. She said the reason why she hit me was because I told her that I hate her. I said, girl, when did I say that? And we found out in the end, I don't even speak like that. We found out in the end, which we knew that she was lying. And the mother said, I'm going to get you. And so we want to pray for these mothers and these parents that they will get the Spirit of God to know that they are to what? Do not spare the rod. do not spoil the child by sparing the rod. Amen. And so now we're going to go into our season of prayer. I know we lingered a little longer, but I think it is important so that you can understand how powerful your prayers are. Amen. And amen. So I'm going to open, let me get this together. I'm going to open these lines and we're going to have three short prayers for you to be able to lift up all of the requests that you've heard, the ones that you've heard thus far. Amen and amen. So I'm going to open Sister Consinelli line, then I'm going to have Sister Carla is going to pray, and then I'll go into another prayer, and then we will hear from Brother O'Neill tonight, okay? All right, let me open 518-482.
Thank you, Father. Father, we come to you. No other help have we. Here, while we pray. This evening, Lord, we come before you, thanking you for your grace, thanking you for your mercy, and for your blessings on all of us. Father, you know what teachers are going through right now in this individual schools. And it's not only in Sister Stephanie's school. They are going through a lot. And this afternoon, Lord, this evening, I am placing all the kids, all of them, in your hands. I am praying for them, Father, because we know that we are living in serious times. And I am praying now for Sister Stephanie, Lord, that you will give her the strength, you will give her the patience, and all that she needs to deal with those kids. Father, we know that you are there for us. All we have to do is to call upon your name. And this evening, I am calling upon your most holy, precious name to know that it was because of you who were in her that she could have go through what she went through without even touching that child. Father, I thank you. I praise you. And I give you all the praise that your angels was surrounding her and kept her intact, Lord. I pray that you will be with all the other teachers who has to deal with things like that. This evening, Lord, we place them all in your hands, that your angels will continue to guard them. Because, Father, we know that we are living in an age, a very unfortunate age, unfortunate aid for all of the youths today, because Father, they say that, you know, some of them have different sicknesses or whatever they call them, Father. But I ask you this evening that you will continue to protect your people, protect the teachers, Lord. I place them before you. And be with those children, Lord, because we know that they are possessed by the devil. And that you will scare their minds, that you will breathe your breath of calm in that room when they go to school, Lord. Help the parents, too, that they may be able to cooperate with the teachers, because they know that they have these children who are not even listening to them at home and what they are doing in school. Pray that you will be with not only Sister Stephanie, but all the rest of the teachers, because we know what the youths are up to. The devil is using them, Father. And I pray that you will continue to give them the patience, the strength, and all that they need, that they will keep calm and call upon your name each day. Father, we pray that you will bless them. Bless them, because when you were here on earth, you loved little children. And you bless them, Father. And in spite of what they do, her, help her that she will continue to be calm and collective and to give you the praise for keeping her under your almighty wings. Thank you, dear Father, this afternoon for hearing and answering our prayer and continue to be with all the youths around the world. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen and amen.
Amen.
Thank you so much, Sister Consinelli, for that powerful prayer. We know that it's a privilege to pray, and the more prayer, the more power God will give to his people. All right, your line is now muted. All right, Sister Carla, I'm not sure if you're transitioning, or I know you said you're in the garden, so you could just let me know if you're able to continue on with the season of prayer. 423-635, your line is now open.
Amen. Yes, I can pray, Sister Stephanie.
Go ahead,
okay,
beloved.
Kind and loving Father, I thank you ever so much for every opportunity that I get to pray, that my brothers and sisters, we get to come together and to glorify and to magnify your name and to praise you, Lord, because there's coming a time when we won't be able to do this anymore, Father. But as we know how to pray, we know how to call upon a God that never sleeps or never slumbered, Lord. We thank you ever so much, Lord, for taking care of us. We thank you for knowing the end from the beginning, Lord. We thank you for being with Sister Stephanie, with those children and all these other teachers. We lift them up right now because we know how hard it is in the classroom, Lord, to work with these children that doesn't have parents are not controlling them. They're not teaching them. The demons have got control of their spirit, Lord, but we bind the enemy in the name of Jesus, Lord, that these children will break loose, that these parents will pray over their children, because you said you will contend with those that contend with our children and that save them, Lord. Please help them, Lord. Help us, each and every one of us, to be light in this dark world, Father. I lift up all the prayer requests, Lord. You know each and every one of them, even the unspoken ones. Lord, you know the hearts of your people and what they're going through at this time, Lord, but this is just the beginning. It will be getting worse, Lord, but our trust in you, Lord, our rock, you are our rock, our deliverer, our high tower, Lord. You are our salvation, and we just want to trust in you right now. We just want to ask you to surround us, surround our family, Lord. Help our children, help our loved ones to come out the city, Lord. Bless my brothers and sisters that they will make the right decision and not wait until it's too late and they're trapped in these cities where they cannot come out and they will perish with the sinners, Lord. Please, Father, deliver your children right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. I ask, Lord, for your wisdom and knowledge, O Father, in the name of Jesus. May your Holy Spirit fall upon us this day, Lord. May we seek you as never before, Lord. May we cry between the porch and the altar, Lord, to save us, Lord, to deliver us, O kind and loving Father. We thank you. We pray for the speaker at the hour. We ask that you will bless Brother O'Neill, Lord. Bless again each and every one of us. We thank you. We praise you. Be with Sister Paul that's in Jamaica and those that's overseas in different lands, different continents, different places at this time, even those in a jail cell, oh, Father, that they will repent and be convicted and they will give their life to you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you again, Sister Carla, for that powerful prayer as well. More power, more prayer, more power. Thank you so much. And so I just scroll down and I've seen a woman that is 84. And I'm going to open her line for her. I'm going to give her that privilege, and I'm going to open that line. I told you all she's on a year, she's an hour behind, and so she's thinking it is 7 now, but it's really 8 o'clock, so I'm definitely going to open the line for her, for us to hear from her. She can lead us into prayer as well. I know that Brother Eli has been asking for prayer for his mom, for Jovell. Sister Tamiko has asked for prayer for our husband family who lost a family member. They're bereaving at this time, so we ask you to lift them up in prayer as well. Sister Consinelli has prayed and asking for, thanking God, for giving her life and for asking for healing and guidance for our brother who is going through health issue as well. And so, yeah, we're going to open your line to hear from you. We're going to do that at this time. 518-951. Your line is now open.
Amen. Praise God. Thank you, my dear beloved, for opening my line. And thank my brothers and sisters to be lifting me up in prayer. As you said, my dear, I am Sister Powell again. Thank you for that introduction. As you said that, you know, the hours, like, it just go away. When I look at the time a while ago, I said, wow, wow, wow. So, you know, I apologize for that and thank you again. Yes, my dear beloved, I just want to thank God that God is able. I heard just a little part away of what happened to you in the school. But you know what? This morning, myself and Sister Leola, and we were praying from yesterday, and I was just crying out for the school and teachers and Joe and Nicole, and it was just on my mind, like I was going to hear something. I was just crying out, although I traveled yesterday, and yesterday was fasting. My mind, my heart was down on you. And you know what? I tried to get you when we came back, and eventually we didn't get. But I give God thanks because the angel was with you or in that classroom, or because if the angel wasn't there, maybe I would heard that you are in jail and something happened. But God is good. God is great. And I know God hear, pray, and answer my prayer. Well, my dear beloved, it may be short, but you know what? God is good. He is good all the time. We had traveled yesterday to Guysville for the last visit of my stay in Jamaica. To Guysville was the last, my team of us from here. And my dear beloved, I can say that, you know, I felt the presence of the Holy Spirit. God was there in everything what we went to do. You know, it was actually completed. And after the finishing, just given another because it's late, just that after the little finishing touch where we always pray together, we call the group together and also the family of the house together, and we had prayer. And before prayer, my dear, the woman of the house who is dead, I tell you, she actually let me go down. I felt the Holy Spirit. That woman burst out with a song, my dear beloved. It was like the everlasting gospel, as the everlasting gospel was supposed to preach throughout the world. That song burst out with the angel all around her, and every one of us was moved, was touched with her song, Tree God Will Take Care, you know. And she sang, and at the same time, you know, her feet was moving, her body was moving. And I said, Lord, thank you. And as Paul said in the last of his work, he said, I have fought the good fight. I have finished my course. And here ends a crown in glory waiting. So I can say that I am God, not high. God showed me and every one of us with prayer. I have finished that little task there for now at Guysville. And God had carried us through. And he brought us back safely. And the team, I'm telling you, here from Kingston, they are asking you all to continue to lift them up in prayer, you know, for what they do. Father, again, Lord, we know tonight is Health Thursday night. We thank you for even the vegetable that you have allowed the community, one of our community sisters, to bring. I never see box out so big. And I just want to give you thanks for her. Continue to bless Guysville with the family, the Williams family, the team, Alex, and all the neighborhood, that they can see Christ with the demonstration that you have used me, Lord, in the community, not only for the Williams family, but for the little community around the Williams family, with every sisters and every brothers that around there have seen what you have done, Lord, through us. And dear Lord, we are giving you all the praise because all praise and honor go to you. We ask you to bless each one of us, Lord. We hear the request again. It was offered by Sister Carlos, Sister Cancinelli, and Sister Stephanie. And those prayers that we lifted up to you, Lord, where you are in the most holy sanctuary. I agree with every word, every request, Lord Jesus, and we place it at your feet. So we just want to thank you. Bless us this evening as we go into your message, Lord, the speaker we present to you. Bless us, we pray, and thank you for this big family that you have given unto us, Advent Light family. And as we draw closer to you, dear Father, allow us, dear Lord, to be more obedient to you, to share your gospel wherever we go. Thank you for hearing, answering our prayer. In Jesus' loving name, with thanksgiving. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Sister Powell, for that testimony, that praise report, and the prayer request. Heavenly Father, we linger just a tad bit longer. I am so thankful for your grace, for your mercies. I touch and agree with all of the prayers that you have used your woman servant to pray on behalf of each and every person, our families, our children. We know that the Holy Spirit is moving on this line. I thank you, God, for your power and your grace and your love, that even in the moment where we're being persecuted, we can look to you to know that your son, Jesus Christ, went through these things, what much us. So I know that you have something prepared for your manservant to present today, as he was the ram in the thicket. We ask you to touch his lips with cold so that the message will be forceful. It will pierce our hearts so that we will have a lot of agitation to be doers and not hearers and to be changed as we leave here tonight. We ask all of these things. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Now we will open the line of the speaker, Brother O'Neill. I'm getting ready. 631-552. Your line is now open.
Blessing, good night, everyone. Prayer is power. And I want to thank God for the so many prayers that have been petitioned tonight. Truly, we need more prayer than ever, especially in the closing scene of our history. There are so much things that the enemy is trying to do.
But can you check your volume?
Hello?
Give us a little bit more octate so that we all could hear.
Hear me better now?
We're hearing you much better. Amen, amen. We want to hear the power that God has brought you to bring to us today. Amen.
I want to thank God for his goodness, his love, and his mercy towards us. Truly, we are living in an interesting time in our history. And God wants us to understand that what's about to take place on planet Earth, all of us need to be aware of. Let us pray. Most kind of the internal Father, we thank you for your love, your grace, and your mercy, Father, that's all here to with me as I will share some important truths with your people at this present time on earth history. Father, hide me behind the cross. Forgive me of any sin, O Lord. Let your words go forth, Lord, and let it be a blessing to us so that we can know the time and the season that we live in. In Jesus' name we pray, thanksgiving. Amen. I'm going to play 2 clips here. You guys can hear it. I'm going to play 2 clips. Give me 1 second. Let me pull them up. Play two clips.
Okay. Introducing Ectolife, the world's first artificial womb facility, powered entirely by renewable energy. Ectolife allows infertile couples to conceive a baby and become the true biological parents of their own offspring. It's a perfect solution for women who have their uterus surgically removed due to cancer or other complications. With Ectolife, premature births and C-sections will be a thing of the past. Ectolife is designed to help countries that are suffering from severe population decline, including Japan, Bulgaria, South Korea, and many others. The facility features 75 highly equipped labs, Each state-of-the-art lab can accommodate up to 400 growth pods or artificial wounds. Every pod is designed to replicate the exact conditions that exist inside the mother's uterus. A single building can incubate up to 30,000 lab-grown babies per year. EctoLife allows your baby to develop in an infection-free environment. The pods are made of materials that prevent germs from sticking to their surfaces. Every growth pod features sensors that can monitor your baby's vital signs, including heartbeat, temperature, blood pressure, breathing rate, and oxygen saturation. Artificial intelligence-based system also monitors the physical features of your baby and reports any potential genetic abnormalities. The pods are equipped with a screen that displays real-time data on the developmental progress of your baby. These data are sent directly to your phone, so you can track your baby's health from the comfort of your zone. The app also provides you with a high-resolution live view of your baby's development. A special section in the app allows you to watch a time-lapse of your baby's growth and share it directly with your loved ones. Babies can recognize language and learn new words while still in the womb. EctoLife growth pods feature internal speakers that play a wide range of words and music to your baby. Through the app, you can choose the playlist that your baby listens to. You can also directly sing to your baby and make them familiar with your voice before birth. Our goal is to provide you with an intelligent offspring that truly reflects your smart choices. Improves your bonding experience with your baby, thanks to a 360-degree camera that's fitted inside your baby's growth pod. You can use your first.
I hope you guys just hear what just said a while ago.
That's some real thing. Mercy, God.
Yeah, hear that? Hear what they say they're trying to do? Creating genetic modified baby in the lab company that they call it. EcoLife. So those who have problem giving birth to baby, they will do stuff in the lab for them to let them have a baby. So in other words, they can take whatever to them and they will modify it for them. So this is part of the satanic and new world agenda, is to create mass infertility around the world, which in part has been achieved thanks to the 2019 has accelerated what they are doing right now. So they have fluoride in the water, they have GMOs, they have micro. It's like this company, EcoLife, is helping to accelerate the transhumanism agenda by creating artificial womb pads, which is promoted through the World Economic Forum, Klaus Schwab and all his office members, and other NGOs under the guise of sustainability, right, and depopulation. So these are the system that is in place right now. So it says, we are living in interesting time. The controversy on health. So I'm looking at a picture right here. Get out the road. Just Jesus. A man on his with his microphone. Crying out, just Jesus, grace. The man is standing in the middle of the road. Only God can judge me, he was saying to the man. And I chuck God's wrath on the top and at the bottom there, close to the license plate, judgment day. And the man says, he don't want grace. So we have entered 2 centuries now has been done on the human body. And it's not for the good of humanity. It was the destruction. Just close to home in Pennsylvania in the 1960s, Dr. Albert Klingman, a dermatologist, led a U.S. military-funded experimentation program on skin condition and toxic compounds on Homburg Prison in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. He was famously quoted callously, callously describing the prison and its inhabitants, saying, "All I saw before me were acres of skin. It was like a farmer included skin with the blistering compound agent orange to see how the surface would respond to chemical attacks. He tested other toxic compounds, including dioxin, poison ivy, and more. Records show Dr. Kinman disproportionately targeted black inmates for his experiment. Klingman or the U.S. military never apologized for acknowledging any wrongdoing." So they're doing what? Experiment on the skin. And the man says, you see, acres of before him. So he didn't see these people as human beings in their experiment. He see them as animals. People need to be taught from the book Ministry of Healing that we studied last year. In Ministry of Healing, page 126, paragraph 1, many transgress the laws of health through ignorance and they need instruction, but the greater number know better than they do. They need to be impressed with the importance of making their knowledge a guide of life. The physician has many opportunities both of imparting knowledge in health principles and of showing the importance of putting them in practice. By right instruction, he can do much to correct the evils that work in untold arms.
Are you still there, Brother O'Neill? We can't hear you. Brother O'Neill? So as we wait to hear Brother O'Neill connect back with us, I'll just kind of interject. It's amazing what he was saying about this genetically engineered things. I know for me, I just went back in the school system, and I was looking at the breakfast that the kids would eat. And when I looked at the cereal, it actually says bioengineered genetically modified ingredients. And I was like, no wonder why the kids are acting that way, because the food that they're eating. And I am glad that Brother O'Neill pointed out before he got dropped was that the Ministry of Healing is powerful. We're still studying it, Brother O'Neill, and we're still going to study it, because that is packed with so much rich nuggets. No matter how degreed you are, no matter how many certificates you have, that book is powerful, and we will continue to read it. We will continue to reference it so that the information that is embedded in it, which is coupled with the Word of God, will be bestowed on each and every person that we come in contact with, even around the world, as we know that it is the right arm of the gospel. I'm going to see if I could get, I'm pulling my computer up, if I could get Brother O'Neill back, online, because that was powerful. You see what they're doing. They're causing people to become infertile so that they can artificially allow them or give them the opportunity to make babies artificially. So, and I wonder how much money that's going to cost. And we know that that's from the pit of hell, because who is the only one that can give conception and life, right? The God of heaven. So I just want you to just, like, marinate on that. We know that we are in the last days. right? We see these things happen. It has happened quickly. You know, she said that these things are going to happen rapidly as they're being done in darkness, right? In the laboratory. That's what the enemy is using these people to do. All right? I'm going to go get the waiting for the thing to come up. All right, so let me transition and get this up again. So we thank you so much. We're going to try to get back, brother. See, the enemy don't want him to share that nugget, that powerful information, right? That's why it's important. I was in the store yesterday. I wanted to bring some treats to my scholars, and many of the things I couldn't buy them because as I was looking at the ingredients now, I find that they are packed genetically modified and genetically engineered. And I did not want to give kids those type of things. Let me see what is going on. It's taking me a minute. My computer is reloading again. And so I pray that we can get him back to be able to hear this wonderful message that he has for us.
I'm back.
Okay, go ahead. All right, go ahead. Praise God. My computer is just acting crazy. Go ahead, brother.
In Genesis, the Bible says, God said, let us make man in our own image and in our own likeness. In our own image and in our own likeness. Likeness to God. Satan planned for centuries. So it says here, when God made man, he said everything was good. Everything was good. Man never knew anything else, but Satan thought otherwise. So it says here, the Fudian slip, you see the two serpents wrap around the pole there. The Fudian slip, it is two serpents, what they use, the medical symbol, what they use, 1932, long before I was born. Page 492 to 498. So the Fudian slip, which is the caudicus, is foundation rooted in an appropriate connotation of theft. The more serious evil is the free use of poisonous drugs. When attacked by disease, many will not take the trouble to search out the cause of their illness. Hear that? They will not take the trouble. It's a trouble for them. I have somebody that I can go to. He will help me. He studied this thing. I give him the trouble. I'll pay him to do that for me. Many will not take the trouble to search out the cause for illness. Their chief anxiety is to rid themselves of pain and inconvenience. Hear that? So they resort patent nostrum. They resort to what? Patent nostrums. Of the real properties, they know little, or they apply to a physician for some remedy to counteract the result of their misdoing. But with no thought of making a change, no lifestyle change in their unhelpful habits. If immediate benefit is not realized, another medicine is tried, and then another, thus the evil continues. Pamphlet, page 144, paragraph 144, page 11. Pamphlet, page 11. 144, page 11, paragraph 1. Experimenting in drugs is a very expensive business. Hear that? Experimenting what? Expensive business. Paralysis of the brain and tongue is often the result, and the victims die an unnatural death when they had been treated preservingly with unwearied, unrelaxed diligence, with hot and cold water, hot compress packs and dripping sheet, they would be alive today. Yeah? If they were using what? Dealing with hot and cold water, hot compress instead of these stuff. So the part of the satanic agenda, the devil said, no, Sunday. And majority of the world believe that Sunday is the Sabbath. He created many religions that connect to paganism and not God. And many people think that they are worshiping their God, not the living God. In other words, their God is the living God in their terms. The God of fertility, the God of this, the God of that. You have Vishnu, Krishna, you have Buddha, and all these systems. He set up these things out of confusion. He don't want people to know the truth. So he always come up with deception. That is his name. Deception is his name. Not, the Bible tells us, Satan, he means deception. In Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 29, lo, this only have I found, that God had made up man upright, but they have sought out many inventions. You know what Solomon said? God has made man what? Upright, but they have sought out what? Many inventions. One day to listen next clip.
Brother O'Neill. So the three problems with vaccines.
Yeah.
Brother O'Neill. Vaccines are not infection blocking. They're not broad. So when new variants come up, you lose protection. And they have very short duration, particularly in the people who matter, which are old people. And every one of those things is fixable. In fact, doing that work is going to help vaccinology very, very broadly.
That was Microsoft billionaire and philanthropist Bill Gates speaking on the coronavirus mRNA vaccines at a Lowry Institute event in Australia. Of course, the main story here is that people are talking about as Bill Gates kind of being open about the lower efficacy of mRNA vaccines.
Yeah, I mean, he really nailed it on the issues that we're having with them, which is the short duration of protection, not a significant discernible impact on transmission of cases, and you know, et cetera. Not a massive benefit for a lot of otherwise healthy and younger people. Bill Gates was a major proponent of mRNA vaccine technology. He was an investor in BioNTech, which developed the mRNA vaccine for Pfizer. We were just doing some digging. We see that he actually sold a lot of those shares. How much profit was that?
10x. So he invested $55 million in BioNTech back in 2019, and it's now worth north of $550 million. He sold some stock. What was it in at the end of last year, I believe it was, with the share price over $300 a share, which represented a huge gain for him over when he invested. So, yeah, he certainly has profited.
So let's look at all that trajectory. I invest heavily in BioNTech. mRNA vaccines, great. This is the future. This is, he talked about the vaccine timeline and how, you know, we can develop it faster. We might have to cut some corners on safety, but it could be developed faster, all in. Sells it, makes a huge amount of money. Now it's like, yeah, it's okay. It could be better. But what we really need is this breast.
Yeah, when you put it like that, Robbie, it doesn't.
I don't mean to sound rhetorical. That is the step that was taken.
That's what happened. A 2019 investment pre-IPO, a 2021 sell at $300 plus a share. And what some people have identified as a change in tone about the vaccine and its efficacy, stronger on it when he was more invested in it, weaker on it now, although still encouraging further investments in technology as he continues to be invested in BioNTech as a company to come up with other COVID interventions going forward.
Stay here.
Brother O'Neill.
All these things. Yeah.
Brother O'Neill.
Hear me?
I was just letting you know it's 5 minutes after 9, so you probably want to wrap up, put a word of prayer in, and kind of open the line before it cuts off. It gave us a little bit over time, but I just wanted to alert you about that, okay?
Okay. I'm going to wrap up now.
Okay.
I have one more thing. They just did a statistical test in 2020. on religious acceptance in the world, religious acceptance in the world, and people accepting God. And the United States was at a good significant an undergraph in 2017, but now the graph is showing that religious acceptance is declining in the United States of America and Europe, and it has been rising in Asia. The people in this country is rejecting God. Many people in this country is rejecting God. They don't want God in the picture. They want God out of the picture. So we see all that is happening now. The Spirit of God is gradually being withdrawn. We see all the calamities. We see all the stuff happening from this year start. We see how time is elapsing, so, going so fast, because God has to wrap up things fast, because Satan is using men to create catastrophe upon this earth. All that video that I showed earlier on caused a backlash on all these people, because a lot of people are going to suffer from a lot of this. But we have to understand where we are, because the Bible says in Matthew 24, because iniquity abounds, the love of many waxes cold. And one of the things that Christ wants in the book of Matthew 24, in the last days, is about deception. Many people said, well, we have arrived. We have truly arrived, because now is the time. Look at, we were waiting for this so long, and look at it now. We are there now. We are there where we can able to foster our children. Our children can come now. We were having struggle creating a birth, stillbirth, and all these things. And look what man has done now. Man has formulated something so good so that we can. And many people are being deceived. Many people are being deceived. Why? Because the devil has set things so that he can be glorified. I'm going to share this last quote as I close. It says,
yes, Brother Anil, because we don't want the line to cut off before prayer. So
yes,
I have to answer.
Yes. It's going to hold. God has to hold it for this. It says, the old inhabitants in Patriots and Prophets 78.4, it says, the old inhabitants of the other worlds, the only inhabitants of the other worlds, were watching with deepest interest the events taking place on the earth. In the condition of the world that exists before the flood, they saw illustration of the result of the administration which Lucifer had endeavored to establish in heaven. In rejecting the authority of Christ and causing aside the law of God, in those high-handed sinners of the antediluvian world, they saw the subject over whom Satan elsewhere. Hear that? I'm going to read back that part. In those high-handed sinners of the antediluvian world, they saw the subject over whom Satan elsewhere at war with the divine principle of purity and peace and love. Hear that? It was an example of the awful depravity resulting from the Satan's policy to remove from God's creature the restraining of its holy law. Let's close here. Let us pray. Most kind of an eternal Father, we are not fearful, Lord, what is going on in this world. Lord, if we were asleep, now it's time for us to be awake. Now we are seeing them manifesting before our very eyes. Help us, O Lord, to draw closer to you, O Lord. Help us, O Lord, to submit our ways to you, Lord. Father, help us, O Lord, to place our lives totally into your care. Cover each and everyone on the line tonight, O Lord. Help us, O Lord, not to be fearful.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you so much, Sister Powell. Your line is open. I'll defer it to you, 518-951. Thank you so much, Brother O'Neill, for presenting that powerful message for us today. And I pray that you all are able to see that the time is winding up, not for fear, but to make sure that we make sure that our election calling is sure, and to surrender all to God so that he can remove anything from us so that we will be able to be used by him. Sister Powell, your line is now open if you would like to say any last words before the line cut off. All right, so I think I'm not sure if her call fell as well, or if you check yourself to see if you're...
You are hearing me?
Yes, we can hear you now. We can hear you now, yes, ma'am.
I just want to thank Brother O'Neill, as you mentioned a while ago, thanking him for that information. And you know what? As the Lord said, you know, this world, we're going to see evil, the perfect world that God had made. He will continually reach up to the Lord. And we know that when we saw all these things that is happening, we know that Jesus is on his way to come. So, my dear, this is just a warning for God's people to be faithful and to be obedient and trust God in everything that we do. And we want to thank God that God had allowed the angel that they withhold the line a little, because we know that as before 5 to 9, actually they started to disturb the line, block talk. But God had really touched their heart that they gave us a little overtime so
Amen.
That we can listen to the message that he wants us to listen to tonight. So I just want to thank everyone to carry on. Thank you, Sister Stephanie, for opening the line and started the program, because I was actually misled by the time. And also thank our brothers and sisters who join us. And we do know that tomorrow is the Sabbath. You know, it's time for us to prepare ourselves for the Sabbath. And we are asking you, as the last day event, everyone to invite a friend on the line so that we can all fellowship to listen to God's word tomorrow and thereof. So now, moderator tomorrow will be Sister Carla. So we are asking our brothers and sisters to be present. God bless. Have a blessed night. Let the words of our mouth and
the meditation
of
our heart
be
accepted.
O Lord, O Lord, our strength and my redeemer. Amen.
Amen, amen. And Sister Powell, as we're on divine time, I just wanted to share something quickly. Sister Carla wrote something that which ties into everything that we've been talking about, Health Reform Thursday. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. We can have the salvation of God in our families, but we must believe for it, live for it, and have a continual abiding faith and trust in God. We must subdue a hasty temper and control our words, thank you, Jesus. And in this we shall gain great victories. Unless we control our words and temper, we are slaves to Satan. That's what he wanted me to do, not losing control. Unless we control our words and temper, we are slaves to Satan. We are in subjection to him. He leads us in captive. All this jangling and unpleasant, impatient, fretful words are an offering presented to his satanic majesty. And it is a costly offering, more costly than any offering we can make to God, for it destroys the peace and happiness of whole families. Destroys health and is eventually the cause of forfeiting an eternal life of happiness. The restraint God's word imposes upon us is for our own interests. It increases the happiness of our families and all around us. It refines our taste and sanctifies our judgment and brings peace of mind. And in the end, everlasting life. under this holy restraint, we shall increase in grace and humility, and it will become easy to speak right. The natural passionate temper will be held in subjection. An indwelling Savior will strengthen every hour. Ministering angels will linger in our dwellings and with joy carry the tidings of our advance in the divine life, heavenward, and the angel will make a cheerful, happy record. This is so fitting for tonight. I'm telling you, my temper could have gone otherwise, right? I ended up even hugging the mother of one of the child. I gave her several hugs, and I was praying for her as I was hugging her. And I ended up hugging that little girl that harmed me because I want her. And I remember saying to the woman, ma'am, this is my ministry. This is the gift that God has given me. And I kept saying, have mercy. Thank you, Jesus. I said, girl, you're going to have to give me some more prayer because I was crying out with Jesus, and I don't care who heard it, the children, because that's the only person that was able to anchor me today. And so I thank God for this word. Thank you, Sister Carla, for writing this down, and the Holy Spirit did move. We got to make sure that we don't get into temper because that's what Satan wants us to do. We don't jump all over. We don't worry. We trust and we put our faith in Jesus, as was echoed all throughout, okay? So we hope to see you tomorrow. God's blessing, peace, and love. I am going to end with, I had the song ready, queuing to go. All right, we're going to do this one. I had a good one. I had a good one ready. I'd rather have Jesus than silver and gold. This is fitting. Is that your prayer? Amen and amen.
I'd rather have Jesus than silver or gold. I'd rather be His than have riches untold. I'd rather have Jesus than houses or land. I'd rather be led by His nail-pierced hand than to be the king of a vast domain or be held